Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For the last 6 or 7 years, it's felt like the AFC had this trifecta at the top: Chiefs, Ravens, Bills. And right now it feels like Josh, Justin, and Lamar Jackson. And it's struggling with Andy Reid, the great play designer of my life. Can you imagine what this offense looks like without Mahomes and Andy Reid? It is a water pistol with these guys. And they have one first half touchdown. 22nd in time of possession.
Colin Cowherd, is that, I don't listen to his show, that's one clip. Is that writing them off? First hour, we're like, all right, what do you want to do with Kansas City? And a caller came in forcefully and said, nothing. we're not re-ranking this team at all now.
I'm inclined to ride with the caller from the first hour myself. I mean, I see the cracks. Anyone can see the cracks. It doesn't matter. I'm not afraid to write them off. That is somehow going to impact. I think they're still, they're going to get some guys back and we'll see. I don't know. Maybe they'll find their way to leaning on Kelce less and counting on him for less as they go into these games because it isn't there anymore. So I don't know. I still think that defense, that the defense still scares me. They're good. I mean, they not that shutting down the Giants is some incredible performance.
But they did do it.
That's right.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, Neighbors is great, and they just eliminated him from the game practically.
That should never happen.
Right.
That's the offense's fault. You how do you not? Oh, this is taking me back to Watkins. You just can never let that happen. Dable can never let that happen. Neighbors just being a zero until when? Mid fourth, two catches, 2 for 13 in the game. Even Wandale Robinson. Robinson is not Malik Neighbors, but he had a huge game in week two. How can you not jet sweep these guys or just bubble screens or something mm-hmm. to? That just seems like such a basic thing in football that teams sometimes miss. Maybe I'm wrong. Imagine that. Maybe it's not that important to get Malik Neighbors, all caps, into a game against Kansas City on Sunday night when you can't score. Just figure out some simple thing, some equivalent to a Tyrone Tracy handoff, right? How is that not obvious to coaches? Or does it not matter to do that? I don't know. The longer a guy like that goes into a game without a catch or even a target almost, I think just sort of the weirder it gets and the more sort of obvious it is that something's just off. Should never happen. But I think the Chiefs are last year's Chiefs, mostly so far. Maybe, Kelce's older. Maybe that's a meaningful difference from last year. He did put a season up last year, but he was rarely dangerous.
Yeah, and they're just not 3-0.
That's right. They're not 3-0. I mean, they lose to the Chargers and the Eagles in games that could have been theirs, one play away games. And last year they had lots of that, but they won those games. So rarely impressive on offense, good enough to win. Defense was really good. And I think that's what they are so far this year. And Baltimore next.
And it's early enough that, to me, even if they don't, because they never really changed last year. They were that, but they were getting the results. But that's how last year went. And then they came in here in the playoffs and just, you know, whatever, 9 yards of play or whatever. I mean, or we went there in the playoffs, excuse me. And the 9 yards of play was the year before. So I'm mixing up playoff disappointments against the Chiefs. But the bottom line to me is, like, they'll still, if they don't win the AFC West and they end up being the seventh seed and you got to play them in the playoffs, it'll feel, and I think it's right to have it feel exactly the same as it has any other year. It just, they've got that quarterback, they've got that, they'll come up with something. Like last year, it was quick, all this quick passing that the Bills just did not seem ready for at all in the playoff game. The ball was just out of Mahomes' hands, and it was just, that was it. They just got off, and they never really stopped. So I'd be worried about that. Like, however it looks all year does not mean it'll look that way, that they'll play that way when it really matters.
No, that's right. 803-0550. Fun to see. I just noticed a new bet on the board today.
Oh. Wow. Caleb Williams benched in 2025. Weird time to have that after yesterday. Was yesterday not his – maybe that's why the conversation happened.
Maybe it is.
It's like, oh, here he is, a rival.
Also known as Dallas.
Right. Who Russell Wilson threw for almost 400 yards against.
Way more.
Or way more. 450 it was. Whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. Caleb Williams benched this year. Jeremy, yes. Joe, no. Half a unit. You know, Jeremy, I mean this as a compliment, likes, he can be contrarian. So can Joe.
Can't we all? But yes.
Yeah. That's on brand there a little bit. Does he get benched this year? Had a few hours yesterday in the late window with my guys at Ship Chasing, the Ship Cast. We did a long podcast. They do it every Sunday. And I was not here, so I was able to join them. And Davis Maddox said, here's a take from me. And he loves a take. I think Caleb Williams is good. Doesn't really seem that controversial.
No.
But, you know, you'll get resistance to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple of weeks ago, you would have gotten a lot of it, or last week. Tyler Dunn's article, then that opener against the Vikings, and other than the first drive, it was really messy. Then they go out and lose by 31 last week. Yesterday, a lot better. They're doing one thing that's different about Chicago, I think very different, is that first drive. When last year they averaged 10 yards per game on their first possession. But against Minnesota, I don't know about Detroit, yesterday. Like, that's a coaching thing, I think. Which is another thing that's so weird about Kansas City. Like, where's that? Where's that advantage? Where's 7-0?
Yeah.
From Kansas City. But anyway, the Bears are humming in the beginning of games on offense, which makes you think, like, that coach who came in with a big reputation is delivering on that. And maybe, I don't know what the relationship is like, but maybe getting there with Williams. Beautiful pass to Burden on the flea flicker, who also, he does a great job staying in bounds there. I think it would have been easy, you know, such a long route to just sort of take it out of bounds there, but he's able to turn quick enough and then score from like the 20 or so that was. That's
it was a great
play.
Job getting that off, like that lateral back from Swift, it was Swift, right?
I think
to,
so.
To Williams was one of the most awkward looking flea flicker laterals you'll ever see. Like, it just took forever for the ball to get to Williams. I think he put a little more air under it than he meant to, but still, he delivered. The ball to Odunze that preceded that was, I thought, very similar to the Allen throw to Palmer from week one. Like, same sort of, like, similar looking route and just over the DB's head, but not entirely a rainbow. Like, just enough on a line. Really impressive throw.
Was that a touchdown?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll have to be watching this bet. See what happens there.
Yeah. No point in putting a, will Russell Wilson be benched to bet up on the board?
I think he's done.
Because that, I think, is probably going to happen this week.
I do, too.
That's what it sounds like.
Jackson Dart against the Chargers, by the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chargers at Giants this week. Indianapolis at the Rams. I want to talk more about them today. They are 3-0. They've got one punt, no turnovers. Incredible for this to happen to the Colts so early in the season. So smooth. At the Rams this week. Rams are favored. 3.5 maybe at home against Indianapolis. So if you want to believe in the Colts, you've got an interesting spot here to do it because the Rams are good, but they're not, you know, going to, well, they almost beat Philadelphia. Maybe I shouldn't have used the Eagles.
Maybe they're great.
I don't know. Right. At the Rams. Colts go at the Rams, Raiders and Cardinals at home at the Chargers back in that same stadium. So their next two road games, 3 weeks apart, are both in L.A. Then it's the Titans again, the Steelers, the Falcons. If they're able to win their games in L.A., they'll be an underdog, I think, probably in both.
Mm-hmm.
Unless things change with the Chargers between now and a month. They could they'll be in the conversation, you know?
Yep.
Like, if that division is so bad, that's only the two Titan games. They won't play Houston until November 30th, and then Jacksonville until December 7th. Their season ends Houston, Jacksonville, Seattle, San Francisco, Jacksonville, Houston. So they only have the two Titans games in their division until late. And if the division is bad, and the Titans aren't good at all, they get out to like a 9-1 or something like that, 8-2, 9-1, then we'll still have to consider that. And they don't play the Bills. So you could have like conference record, common opponents, right, all that stuff. If the Bills make it that far with approximately the same record or even better. 803-0550. Who's for real? Who's not? Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here for your calls. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.